We're joined by Congressman Frank Lucas, of course, House Ag Chairman. As we look at today, big announcement, and this has been something you've been working on for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. I started work on the issue of how to rehabilitate these upstream flood control dams 14 years ago, and in every farm bill from 2002 on down, after we passed the authorizing legislation, I put resources in. But to have the national chief of the NRCS, the chief conservation guy in this whole country, come here, to have the governor and the Senate leadership and the House leadership come join us, to make the commitment that we will work together to spend the money set aside in the farm bill for upstream flood control dam rehab, this is a great day. And as he noted, about 10% of this money will come to Oklahoma alone, it's projected, because of the number of dams we have. So a great day, and it's great the chief came, and it's wonderful the governor's supportive and our legislative friends.
You mentioned working on it 14 years, and you've been close in things, but what made the difference this time that it finally comes to fruition and we make the announcement today?
Well, in this farm bill, I served as chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and when we went to conference with the Senate, I was chairman of the conference committee, and I was able to persuade my colleagues that we needed to put this extra emphasis, we needed to commit these resources so that this could be done, and the chief is a very strong proponent of conservation, so finally, we had the resources in the right place, and we had someone in the executive branch who was in the right place to make it happen. And together, we're going to do a lot of good over the next few years.
What do you think this money is going to mean, not only obviously for Oklahoma, but for the nation as a whole?
Well, around the country, it means that we will take structures that many of which are at or past their 50-year life expectancy. We'll do rehabilitation. We'll restore them. Valve works that reflect modern alloys, modern letdown pipes, new current engineering. I've had some engineers tell me that instead of 50 years, we might well get 100 years out of these dams after we reworked them. And whether you're drinking water in Perry or you're concerned about a flood in Mississippi or Texas, everybody benefits from this. This is long-term infrastructure that will make a difference for generations. And I say that plural, generations.
If we didn't have this come to fruition, does it mean?
If you don't have the money to rehabilitate the dams, once they hit their life expectancy, then there are legal liability issues. Not only the fact that the equipment doesn't work as well, but there's legal liability issues. We went through this discussion 14 years ago. Inevitably, dams that are above communities that are in high-risk places, if we didn't have the money to rehabilitate them, they'd simply have to be taken out. So you would lose the water containment, you'd lose the flood protection, you'd lose, as is this case, the drinking water. I mean, it'd be a huge loss. And once again, as was the case before these dams were constructed, everyone at night when a flood came would have to wake up and think, do I have to get out of my bed? Do I have to flee to higher ground? That's a scary thought.
Obviously, this is a huge announcement today. For you, does the fight for watershed funding rehabilitation stop?
It never stops, because not only do we have to make sure that once this $250 million is spent in match with state and local resources, we have to have a continuing regular program, because there's 11,000 of these dams across the country, and every year there will be more that need to cross the rehabilitation zone. And as was noted by several of our speakers today, there are a huge number of these plans that have not been dams that have not been built yet, where the planning's been done. We need to come up with a way to continue the construction program so we can provide more water protection, more water storage, more capacity, more protection across the whole country. So the job's come a long ways, and it's a huge step forward today, but it's not quite done yet.
Do you think your colleagues in the House and Senate understand the importance of continuing this effort?
Well, I've spent years trying to explain that to the folks I serve with in the United States House. I think that by the nature of the money set aside and the commitment from the chief today, it shows I've made progress. But you never stop educating your colleagues. Just as none of us, we never stop learning. So I'm going to help my friends have an opportunity to continue to learn what good investments the upstream flood control dam systems are across the country.
Been joined by Congressman Frank Lucas. Again, a big announcement here today from Perry, Oklahoma. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.